This is Roberto Martinez, and you're listening to Follow Tonian's podcast. Enjoy.
Okay, I'm in St. Luke's Church with Paul Wharton, the chairman of Everton's Heritage Society. Paul, welcome to the Follow Tonians.
Okay, great stuff.
Before we speak about Will Cough, just tell us a little bit about Everton's Heritage Society.
Yeah, we've been going about 5 years or so now, and it was from David France, the great doctor there over in America, got us all together, said... You're all the guys that have on my quest for Everton's DNA. I've come across yous, and we're all historians, researchers, authors into Everton's history. And he wanted us to form a society and try and help the Everton collection and promote Everton Football Club, which is, as you can see in St. Luke's here, that's what we're doing.
So is it very much ongoing? Keeping the work going of as you said there, David France, trying to keep finding old artefacts that are still out there to be found, and also helping cataloguing the stuff that Dr. France helped find.
Well, that's not really down to us. The Everton collection, they have people doing that. But in regards to Everton's history, there's always something that turns up. So like Fred Gehry, we just found out now that he was one of the first ones to get an England cap. So there's all things like that keep turning up. Alexander Young has overtook Graham Sharp in the goal scoring stakes, because Billy Smith, our great researcher, he found another 3 goals to take him above Graham's total. Graham's not very happy about it. But this is what comes up. We just want to make factual Everton's history.
And how much help do you actually get from the club?
The club have been fantastic now. Obviously, you've got to show what you're doing, gain their confidence, and they can see what we're trying to do. And Alan Myers now, and Robert Elson, fantastic.
On the 10th of February, there was a rededication of Will Cough's grave at Anfield Cemetery. Before we speak about that, just tell us a little bit about Will Cough and what his influence was, not only Everton, but over the Football League in England.
Yeah. Well, Will was a great icon for Everton Football Club. He goes back to the St. Domingo days, where he's a young boy, and his mother and father helped start the church. So, there's no... Football's just about to explode on Merseyside. And... there's no Joe Royals or Alan Balls, Howard Kendalls to look up to. He's looking up to Alfred Riley Wade, who's about 10 years older than him. And he played in the first St. Domingo team, first Everton team. So then, as football starts to get more and more professional, Will comes on the scene and he's an Everton member. And then when the split come, he's back to St. Domingo guys. And then becomes a shareholder when we move to Goodison Park, 1892. 1894 becomes a director. They put him in charge of the combination team. And then 1901 to 1918, he's the secretary manager. It was run by committee, but he would have had the say on team matters at the end of the day. So 06 we win the cup, and 1914-15 we win the league. Then he takes a 3-year sabbatical because he's a solicitor, he's building his business up. Then he comes back as chairman, and then he takes us through to 1938-39. But he used to go to these kids that we wanted to sign, and he'd take Dixie along and try to impress the parents that they should come to Everton. So he was well ahead of his time. So, and then he became the Football League president from 38 till he died in 49. He brought the numbers on shirts into the game and all that. So he's been there from when football's exploded, like the first 50 years of football.
And he is regarded as Mr. Everton.
Oh yeah, well he built on the foundations of George Mann, and built us into the finest, biggest, richest club in the country in the 20s and 30s.
So. And you have 54 years at Everton, is that right?
Yeah, 54 years, yeah. Yeah.
So tell us just a little bit about the rededication service at his grave.
Yeah, we felt that you can I know the listeners can't see, but it was a very small sandstone, four-sided headstone, and it had a cross on the top, and it'd been busted off, or
just time catching
in
up
time
with it.
Maybe catching up with it. And we felt with such an iconic figure of Everton and the energy that he put into our club that we should do something for him. We found that we thought all the family were dead, but I'd done some research and they ended up moving to Australia. So no one here to attend the grave at all. So I asked Robert Elston, could we do something about this? And Robert said, yeah, let's look into it. And I got Kevin Ball, the stonemason, involved, and he in turn got this William Charles funeral directors involved with it. So we all come together, we all done the research, and we wanted to make sure there's a plaque there that states all his football achievements. So, and that's how we come around, and we had a great day on Monday. Joe Anderson, the mayor, came along. So we had a fantastic day, and as you can see on this display here now, got all pictures up of him and articles, and people can, you know, we brought him back to life.
And Roberto Martinez was there as well, as he showed great interest in Everton's history.
Yes, Roberto, I met him about 3 months or so ago at Finch Farm, and I had a small chat with him, and he knew about Cuff, and he was asking about the split when Liverpool came from our bad meeting, that's I suppose you could say. So yeah, he knows, and he's reading up on it, and he wants to be an Evertonian, I think.
We've got a lot of listeners abroad who are sort of getting into Everton, but very much the Premier League years. Where can they find out more information? Have you got a website where they can go to and find out more information about the Everton's history?
Yeah, our website is www.efcheritagesociety.com. Now, it's only in its infancy at the moment, but please bear with us. There is some good articles on there, and we are trying to get into that side of things and build it up.
So if there's any young whiz kids out there who can give you a hand, that might also help.
Come forward and please help. We need a little bit of help.
Just finally, is there anything at the ground, within the ground, that actually is a tribute to Will Cuff itself, or would you like to see something at the ground, some permanent memorial to him?
Yeah, I think we should do like what Arsenal done with the marble halls and have some bust made of some of Everton's greatest servants. And you know, we've got a guy there at the moment who's still alive, one of our great servants, Howard Kendall. And maybe that's something that we should be looking into, a modern day history, and try and ask Bill Kenwright if he could start doing something on that.